Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Actuarial and Underwriting Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Finance and Investment Committee. Those in attendance through the public link are automatically in listen-only mode. Video today will be presentation viewing only. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. May I proceed with roll call?
Please do. Thank you.
Chairman Bruff.
Here.
Governor Dunbar is not in attendance today. Governor Fields.
Here.
Governor Scott Thomas.
Here.
Fred Strauss, technical advisor.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Ms. Montero, front and center again.
Hi. Okay. Yes. CAT modeling software. This was brought to the July meeting as well, so we're bringing it back. Citizens is requesting approval to contract with AIR Worldwide Corporation for catastrophe modeling software. Approval is requested for a five-year base term with one three-year renewal option for an amount not to exceed $4,849,039 for the life of the contract. The contract price is variable based upon policy count. Therefore, the cost provided is the highest possible amount. However, the cost could be lower as outlined in the executive summary. Citizens must use catastrophe modeling software to estimate how much it's likely to pay for repairing the structures it insures that are damaged by hurricanes. The estimates are needed for seven of Citizens' most important business functions: determining policy premiums, preparing for an approaching hurricane, required reporting after a hurricane, understanding reinsurance and risk transfer, estimate claims paying resources after a hurricane, respond to requests by the Board of Governors, the legislature, and other stakeholders, and understand the effects of Citizens changing insured and a policy count. To estimate probable hurricane losses, the catastrophe model begins with input about each individual building insured by Citizens. This includes the building's specific location or address, the construction type, the roof shape, and features that protect the building against wind damage, such as storm shutters. The hurricane produces two main estimates. The hurricane model produces two main estimates of the hurricane risk. The average annual loss, which is the AAL, is the expected cost of the hurricane damage paid by Citizens over the next year. And then the probable maximum loss, or PML, describes the probability of different large losses. If needed, the catastrophe model can produce the AALs and the PMLs for an individual building or for a group of buildings, or for all of Citizens' policies together. The model also provides a large list of simulated hurricanes, which represent hypothetical storms that could hit Florida. The requested contract was negotiated on the best value to Citizens pursuant to invitation to negotiate number 20-0030 for catastrophe modeling software. The ITN was issued on October 9th. Citizens received responses from three vendors: AIR Worldwide Corporation, EdCat, Inc., doing business as CoreLogic, and Risk Management Solutions, which is RMS. After reviewing the scoring, the evaluation team recommended advancing all three vendors to the negotiations. Citizens negotiation team recommended AIR Worldwide Corporation for the award on April 13th, 2021, after conducting negotiations with all three vendors. AIR is the most widely used by Florida insurers. It's licensed by 18 Florida-based P&C insurance companies, 11 of which are in the top 20 of Florida insurers by direct written premium. It's also licensed by almost 75 reinsurers and reinsurance brokers. The contract also requires AIR to own and maintain the computers that run the AIR software. Citizens, employees, and computers would connect to the software over the internet using the software as a service. Citizens corporate strategy is to use SaaS whenever possible to allow Citizens to better meet its changing computing needs. This is because under SaaS, a constant monthly fee replaces the large initial cost and effort that's required to set up a new computer application under the more traditional approaches. SaaS is a particularly good choice for catastrophe modeling software, which is very complicated to install and annual updates. So the pricing is it based on a tier? And like I mentioned earlier, it's on based on policy count. So there's four different tiers, up to 750,000 policies, 750 to 1 million, 1 million to 1.5, and then 0.5 or more, 1.5 or more. And we did recommend the 1.5 or more, which is the highest estimate based on our growth. I'm going to pause there for any questions.
Questions,
Mr. Chairman?
Please.
Jennifer, what is the reason why they're telling us that we have to move from the software being installed on our own or whatever? Sorry.
They're moving to the cloud. And so that's so one of the vendors, that's all they offer. And this one is moving to the cloud as well. They will support on-premise for 4 years, but that's it. So they're migrating off of the on-premise and they're going to the cloud for all their, but we're seeing that with a lot of our vendors as well. And that is one of Citizens' strategies as well, is moving to the cloud.
Thank you.
Anybody else? This is a discussion item I had with the staff. And I support what we're doing here. So, but one of the things we discussed, and I wanted my fellow board members to have my thoughts, is that we didn't get a detail on what this cloud is costing. And I don't know if that's a trade secret too, but I hope not. It's a commodity. The cloud is a digital storage room, right? So one of the things I said, in the future, when we go to renew these types of contracts, we need to know what component of the cost is the cloud storage, and are we getting cloud storage bid out by the provider? There's the big ones that I'm more familiar with is Amazon and Microsoft, and I think Oracle is in the cloud storage business also that come to mind. So are they effectively bidding and giving us, oh, by the way, we went to three bidders and we chose the low bidder of the three, because we don't know that. Right now we're just saying, well, we're going to the cloud and that's why it costs so much money, or at least that's a component. I'm oversimplifying it, of course. So though I support the action item that the staff is promoting, I'm asking them that in the future, we get the people who are going to use that platform to provide us how many bids they got for the amount of storage capacity they're going to use in whoever cloud we choose to use or they choose to use, as long as we know that there was a competitive process for that storage service or the computer power that they're using through the cloud, which is part of the reason that they can outperform us, because they just have higher capacity and faster capacity. So other than that comment, if somebody wants to move to approve the action item.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move to approve the action item.
Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, there is that too.
We keep forgetting to do that.
Well, it's all in writing, so I sort of take it for granted. But yes.
I've read it.
We all read it. But please, for the record, of course.
Okay, got to find it. Here we go. Staff proposes that the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee review and, if approved, recommend to the Board of Governors, A, authorize Citizens to contract with AIR Worldwide Corporation for an initial term of 5 years and for 1 3-year optional renewal term for an amount not to exceed $4,849,039 for the life of the contract as set forth in this action item, and B, authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
So moved.
Second.
The motion carries. Next item.
Great. Next item is an information only. It is the rate filing update. At the last board meeting, you did approve a rate increase related to the Senate Bill 76 that allowed us to file for the cost of reinsurance up into the 1 in 100 year, whether we bought it or not, and to have the 10% glide path move up to 11% starting, these will be effective February 1st, 2022. And in the The executive summary is in here, and it was approved as filed. So we got exactly what we asked for.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Ms. Montero, just as an aside, when will we start seeing the proposed rates for the August 22 rate increases?
Those went in August 1st.
Next year.
What we want to try is to be better informed.
Yes.
At least me, I suspect everybody wants. I was not aware of what we proposed until a December meeting. And I want to not miss the filing deadline. So the only way I know how to do that is to be informed in advance of where the landing is, where this plane is landing on rate increases for the August 22 rate increases
yes.
going into effect. And that filing deadline is at the December meeting, correct?
That's correct.
Unless we push it like we did last year, which complicates the mechanisms of operating the company. We don't want to do that. So I just
correct.
Want to know when
yes.
we'll see data.
I did talk to Brian, and he can have data available in the beginning of November. So we'll definitely
okay.
reach out then.
That should give everybody plenty of time to, you'll have time to discuss it with all the board members independently. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And
that's
all
it.
I have for my report.
You're done for the day.
Nope. I got another meeting after this. I'm on the next one too.
Oh.
You're not getting rid of me that fast.
Ms. Booten, you're next.
Good afternoon. Behind tab three are the three action items that I have. The first is the property inspection for underwriting. This, remember at the last ANU committee meeting, we talked about our inspections, and I promised to bring back a holistic inspection approach. So this approach still recommends the same 5 vendors and has been updated to include the FTE necessary to review underwrite the inspections when they come back in. So the first page shows the previous proposal adjusted for current PIF and automation and shows the FTE required. Then if you jump to the top of page 4 is the recommended approach. I'm gonna fast forward. Go to page 3. Because page 3 also has the market intelligence that we did, reaching out to confirm what other carriers were doing. We talked to 16 different carriers and confirmed that over half of them were doing 100% inspections on new business. So we used that approach to try to increase our amount of inspections. So on the top of page 4 is the new recommended approach, which starts with 13.3% of new business in 2022, ramps up to 62.47% in 2025, and has the FTE needed on the far right for each of those years. And the years fluctuate because we are adding automation throughout the years. So that is what we're now recommending for a total vendor spend of $43,618,492.
Board comments or questions?
Kelly, this is Fred Strauss.
Hi, Fred.
Hello. I did have a question, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Please.
Kelly, you said that there's going to be more automation. Incorporated within the automation, are you looking at implementing some type of metrics to be able to determine the effectiveness of these inspections?
Yes, we're gathering data already on the difference in reduced loss frequency, premium accuracy for the policies that are inspected versus those that aren't. And we'll be tracking that over the next year or years to come to make sure that this is the right ROI on doing the inspections.
Excellent. I know that this has been a topic that's come up in prior years. Then it was more associated with trying to get the proper premium associated with some mitigation discounts that were being placed on policies based on applications. And a lot of research was done as these inspections at that point were being done. And it helped citizens figure out when the point of diminishing returns was coming in on the inspection process.
Yes, point well taken.
Okay.
Would you like me to read the recommendation? Staff proposes that the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors approve an increase in the contract spend authority for the property inspection services for underwriting contracts and vendors listed in the contract ID section above to $43,618,492 during the initial four-year base term of the contract, and authorize staff to take any necessary or action consistent with this action item.
Move to approve.
Second.
First and a second. Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. The next one is document fulfillment. This one is all of our printing to produce deck pages, renewals, cancellations, invoices, claim documents, communication campaigns, and proof of mailing to the extent required under Florida law. This action item seeks approval to enter into a contract with Accela Enterprise Solutions for print and mail services. The total over two-year term is anticipated to be $20 million. $7 million of that is for print and mail services. $13 million of it is for pass-through charges. We did an RFQ off a state term contract and actually got lower pricing than the previous contract and lower pricing than the state term contract base rates. The predominant reasons for the increase are PIF growth and postage.
Board will entertain a motion.
Let me read it. Staff proposes that the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee review and approve for consideration by the Board of Governors to approve a contract with Accela Enterprise Solutions for an initial term of 2 years with a one-year optional renewal term for an amount not to exceed $20 million as set forth in this action item.
So moved.
Second.
Just as a comment, is there a way that we can get over the next few years away from postage and mail and just go digital so we start?
Yes.
There's got to be a better way. There is a better way.
There is.
There's much more cost effective than this printed material.
And it's we are right now upgrading the customer portal that the base underneath it that'll go live towards the end of this year. And the first highest priority item is to implement electronic delivery, opt-in, opt-out for customers to further reduce.
So the goal should be that we should at least get this down by 75% 2 years from now?
Well, the adoption rate that we've looked at has been more like 20%. Now,
does that require affirmative opt-in by the policy holder?
Correct.
They have to say,
correct,
I want electronic delivery, not mail.
Correct.
How do we push that message? Is there a discount that we can offer, $10 or something, for a policy for them to go digital on us?
We'll look into all the options on our marketing campaign.
You're talking about $20 million worth. Not only that, but it ends up in the landfill.
Right.
So it's not a good thing either way.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. So motion passes. Thank you very much.
Okay. And my last item is the coverage forms, insurance rules, and rating services contract. This is a contract amendment and a renewal. This action item seeks approval to amend the contract between Citizens and Insurance Services Office, also known as ISO, to replace the existing variable based fee with a total fixed fee of $18,986,098 through the optional five-year renewal term, and concurrently execute the optional five-year renewal term and reduce the amount of the original contract amount, which was previously approved at $30 million, down to the $18,989,000. It does have trade secret as the base underneath the contract terms. However, once we hit a certain amount of
trade PIF, secret number,
yes, it required renegotiation. So we went with a fit based upon our PIF growth, renegotiated this as a flat fee. So this is, we believe, favorable pricing.
Want to read the action item?
I will. Staff proposes that the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee review and, if approved, recommend the Board of Governors approve the amendment of the contract to replace the existing variable-based fee with a fixed fee as set forth in the action item, approve the renewal of the optional five-year renewal term by Citizens in 2021, reduce the original approved contract amount from $30 million to $18,986,098, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
Second.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I also move to approve the meeting minutes from last.
Why now? We've approved the minutes from the previous meeting.
Mr. Chair, this is Fred Strauss.
Yes.
Is on the minutes.
For the minutes?
Not a correction. I'd like to abstain from the vote since I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Abstain from the vote on the minutes.
Yes.
And we have one new business item that we added for the FIGA.
Okay.
Yes, so FIGA has, their board of directors certified their need for a 0.7% assessment on its member insurers. We are not a member insurer, but we do pay their assessment. So this assessment will be, it is still with the Office of Insurance Regulation. I have not got notice that it's been approved yet, but it should be getting approved this week. To effectively, each company will have to charge policyholders on their deck page a surcharge 0.7% on new business and renewals starting January 1st, 2022. And they will bill us for those funds quarterly after that. And it will basically equal out, we'll true up to our direct written premium for 2021 is essentially will be the amount that we owe.
But that's 100% pass through.
Yes.
Okay. Is there an action item or?
Well, I don't have the order, so I don't have an action item, but I think.
Yes, we did. We have the recommendation.
Oh, there is one.
Is that the actuarial and underwriting committee review.
And if approved, recommend the Board of Governors provide approval for staff to take appropriate actions necessary to implement the policyholder surcharge and submit payments as described in this FIGA action item and as required by FIGA and the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation. Changes include filing with the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation, system changes, updates to supporting documents or forms, and other relevant activities.
And where is this money going?
It goes to FIGA, the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association. So when companies go insolvent, they have to pay all the claims and they pay the unearned premium.
But why did they put the additional surcharge?
Because the biggest, the driver of it is that one that went under,
American Capital.
MCAP.
American Capital.
Yeah, that's the one they're struggling with.
But this policy will go on every policy until somebody takes it back.
No, just for 1 year.
Just for 1 year.
It runs okay. January 1st, 2022 okay. until
that's
December 31st.
That's all I wanted to hear. It's 2022. Just a 1 year premium.
1 year.
Okay.
And when you say we're not a member of FIGA, but we pay it, you obviously mean we have to pay it.
Yes. Yes, we have a seat on their board.
Okay. All right.
Not a member, but on the board.
Yeah. Okay, so.
I just read the motion.
Right, so. Somebody move, make a motion.
Second.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's next?
Next meeting.
We got another chair here.
Governor. You have to adjourn this one first.
Oh, I got to adjourn this one?
Yeah.
Adjourned.
Ladies.